Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we teach a current events update, beginning with a reading in Revelation 13, 11 through 18, titled Liberal War on America. Now, we lost the first 10 minutes of our study due to technical difficulties with our camera, so we apologize for the low-quality audio for that first 10 minutes of teaching. But we were able to patch that missing 10 minutes in using audio and video from our live stream feed, which recorded as it was aired on social media. And after that first 10 minutes or so, then the better quality audio and video for those watching online will begin and run to the end of the study. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com, or you can send them by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. And now we join our current events update titled Liberal War on America. And this is part one.
As the Apostle Paul would say, I would not have you to be ignorant, brother. And sadly, a lot of the brethren are ignorant in the world today. They go to churches where there's not really anything of substance even preached, seems like. But things are sort of, I guess you say, popping. Things are popping in the world today. And so we want you to turn to Revelation 13. Now, we did a verse-by-verse study of the book of Revelation. We did, it's a total of, I believe, 100 hours, if I remember right. 100 hours of study. We covered every verse in the book of Revelation. We covered this during that study. By the way, those are all available online. Go to bbfohio.com. You'll find our Revelation playlist. The first few chapters, you'll see, it has the old website on it. KJVBibleBelievers.com that we lost because the man who owned the website that had the domain got caught by the FBI involved in international crime.
Oops.
And we were supposed to own the domain, but he was a crook, so what do you expect? He set up us and about 60,000 other churches, schools, nonprofit organizations, preachers, you name it. And he had us all set up wrong so that when the FBI busted him, we lost our domains. So that's when we went with bbfohio.com. Bible Believers Fellowship Ohio, because there's other BBFs out there. But anyway, you go to that website, you'll find our Revelation playlist. And this tonight, we're going to be reading Revelation 13 as a basis for what we're going to study tonight, but not as we're not going to do a verse-by-verse expository teaching. You'll see what I mean when we get into it. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in this infallible book. We believe every word of the King James Bible, and we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and teach us. But Lord, we also, in believing the Word of God, we know that it only effectually worketh in those that believe it. And I pray that everyone here listening, those listening online, those who will listen later, will listen, receiving the Word of God as it is in truth, the Word of God, and not the Word of men. Lord, help us to receive it accurately, rightly dividing it, and tonight as we look at the world situation, to really grasp it. Where we are on the prophetic timetable. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, the message is going to be titled Liberal War on America. Liberal War on America. We're going to look in Revelation 13. We're going to begin in verse 11 and read through verse 15. So if you would, just read that with me.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Now, there's things there that I could go into that relate to the stage being set, but just notice that the Antichrist agenda is to force conformity.
Mm-hmm.
We can get into the particulars, but the Antichrist agenda is to force conformity. That means that you have to go along with the politically correct agenda.
Right, that's right.
Political correctness is Antichrist.
Amen.
Political correctness is a main tenet of liberalism.
Amen.
Yes. Liberalism is Antichrist.
Amen.
Liberalism teaches there is no absolute truth. Liberalism is the religion of Pontius Pilate.
Amen.
What is truth? That's Pontius Pilate.
Yes.
Christianity is the religion of truth. Who is Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way, the what?
Truth.
And the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, and that is Jesus only.
Amen.
He's the only way to heaven.
Amen.
And you need to understand, as we get into this study, the reason why the world hates you is because you say that Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Now, we're going to see in a minute. They hate other people besides Christians, but you'll notice it's when they hold to Christian truths. Liberals hate anybody who is not only a Christian, but anybody who holds to Christian truths. How many of you know people who aren't Christians, but they don't murder people? Liberals love to murder.
Amen.
It's called abortion.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of little babies being butchered because of liberals.
Amen.
Yeah. And by the way, I've got to say this. I'm not talking about political parties. I will say that the Democrats are like, twofold children of hell. But the Republican Party has plenty of liberals in it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I want to say out the outright, I just mentioned abortion. You know, abortion is legal in America today because of Republicans.
That's right.
You do your history, it was Dwight Eisenhower, Republican, Richard Nixon, Republican, who put the justices on the Supreme Court who legalized abortion.
That's right.
And if it wasn't for Eisenhower and Nixon, abortion wouldn't be legal tonight.
Amen.
They call themselves in the Republican Party, they like to call themselves progressives. But going back about 50, 60 years ago, a guy named Lyndon Johnson was a senator, and he passed a piece of legislation that has been used ever since to silence preachers. And there are preachers for my entire lifetime who wouldn't get up and preach the truth if they were afraid the IRS might get wind of them and take their tax status away, their tax-exempt status. And so this Johnson Amendment has been used to silence Christians all those years. We finally got a president who said he's going to do an end to it, and the Christians are too stupid to support the man.
Right.
Why? Because we're in Laodicea. Most people calling themselves Christians today are stupid.
Amen.
Right.
Ignorant fools.
Yeah.
Why? They don't believe in a book.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Ask them. Do they believe the Bible? Most evangelicals, professing evangelicals today, do not believe in an infallible Bible.
Right.
Right.
Well, then they don't have any authority but their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And if your opinion is your authority, you're a fool.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's how it works. Well, that's why they're all conforming. The evangelical churches and some who used to be fundamentalists are conforming. We've got a couple more fundamentalist churches going down that route here recently. The preachers, you know, about 30 years ago, they had preachers that were fundamental, Bible-believing. Now they've gone so far away, and now they're espousing the whole sodomite thing. Allowing openly gay people membership in the churches. The agenda
is to force conformity. And notice that the Antichrist agenda requires the end of the Bill of Rights. The Antichrist agenda requires that you no longer have freedom of conscience, that you are no longer able to believe what you believe, that you're no longer able to freely practice your religion, you're no longer able to freely speak. It's tied directly to the Second Amendment. Once they take away your guns, you're going to lose everything else. Anybody who thinks gun control is biblical is, again, stupid.
Amen.
Gun control is a part of the Antichrist agenda.
Amen. That's right.
Millions of people died in Russia because of gun control.
That's right.
Millions of people died in Germany because of gun control.
Amen. That's right.
And the largest mass killings in the United States of America take place where gun control exists.
That's right.
Gun-free zones is the gun control dream. And that's where all the mass shootings take place. When that guy went into the Batman movie theater and shot up the place, it was a gun-free zone. Every place you go, the schools, when they shoot up a school, you know why all those kids die? It's not just because a guy walked in there with a gun. It's because all the idiots in the place are unarmed. If the adults had a weapon on them, they could shoot and kill the guy and save dozens of children. But see, this generation is so stupid. And that's what you're dealing with today.
Right.
You're dealing with a generation of idiots.
Yep.
One world what? And you'll talk to people who claim to be evangelical. They'll say they're born again. And then they'll look you in the eye and say that they believe, well, if that person's sincere, they'll go to heaven even if they don't believe in Jesus. Hey, I've read where they've been... Barna Research. Who's the other one? There's two big ones. What is it? Gallup. Yeah, that's it. They have done scientific polls of evangelical, professing evangelical members of... You read the statement of faith of their church, we'd say amen to it. They sit right there in the pew, but their preacher just preaches gunk. And gunks up their spirit and their soul with that gunk. And so then when they're asked by the pollster, if Jesus is the only way to heaven, well, no, I wouldn't say that. Jesus would.
Amen.
But that's all part of the setting the stage for this one world religion. Even the Christian churches with the little crosses and the steeples, they're going to be filled with peoples who deny Jesus Christ. The rapture takes place in some churches, they won't even notice.
Right.
Now, Revelation 13:16. We're going to look at a couple more points here that we can see taking place before our eyes. Verse 16, read that with me. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Now, people ask me all the time, what do you think that is? Is it a tattoo? Is it a microchip? What is it? I think it's going to be a little bit of both, because they can tattoo you now with these things that are invisible, but they have information, and with a scanner, you can use them. So that you can be tattooed. See, the old Chick Tracks used to have a guy, you know, people running around with 666 tattooed right on their forehead, big black ink, you know? And that guy just kind of looked like, I don't think they're going to do that. You know, Well, now they can put a big 666 on your forehead, but it'd be invisible. And then they don't have to actually put the number 666 on you, but they can tattoo you with these little square pieces. It's just about that big. Goes on you, it's a tattoo, and it actually uses the energy from your electricity of your body to function. And then with a scanner, all your information can actually add to it like you do a computer hard drive. And then from that, they can extract the information they need. That's already here. So I think it's going to be both. I think it's going to be sort of like a microchip tattoo. But we don't know for sure, but we know it's going to happen. Amen? So you'll notice that the Antichrist agenda is for global government. Why do I say that? Look what it said there in verse 16. The first four words, "And he causeth all." So it's going to be a global government controlling this thing. So this would be the end of U.S. sovereignty. And if you're not aware of this yet, liberals hate U.S. sovereignty. And progressive Republicans. Right along with the liberal Democrats. They have done everything they can. You know, it was progressive Republicans largely responsible for NAFTA and the whole North American Union. And that's all about ending U.S. sovereignty. And that's why they hate Donald Trump. And I'm just going to tell you here tonight, if you think the news media and all these Democrats and rhino Republicans hate Donald Trump for any other reason, you're fooled. And I'm going to tell you this. I've been preaching this from this pulpit for about 10 years. And I know hundreds of other preachers have been preaching it. And I know a lot of their people ignore them. Right. You can ignore us all you want. But if you watch and get your news from ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and yes, even Fox and the fag Shepard Smith on Fox News, you're a fool. Those people are propagandists. Amen. That's not news.
That's right.
It's brainwashing.
That's right.
And I don't care how smart you think you are, if you choose to deny what God has said and to get your news from the ungodly, they're going to get to you.
That's right.
And I've had people over the years say, "Oh, well, I watch it, but I can tell." And it's not even a few months later that they're saying some of the stupidest things you ever hear in your life. And I say, "Why don't you listen and turn that garbage off?" Because people are stiff-necked, stubborn, and they think too highly of themselves. They'll never get to me. Famous last words, amen? One world. Say it with me. One world. So you got right here in Revelation 13, one world religion, one world government. And then you got verse 16. Oh, you know what? I better say this. I just realized I said the word fag.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. If you think that a man of God, and if you don't think I'm a man of God, that's your opinion. But any man who is a preacher of the Word of God is a man of God if he's real. And if you think a man of God should show respect to Sodom, you are an idiot.
Amen.
Well, it's making God vomit right now, all the Christians who are going around saying, homosexual.
Right.
They're gay. You know what? If you call them gay, you're a liar.
Amen.
They're not gay. They're the most unhappy people on the planet, and that's why they kill each other. Their domestic violence rates are like 75% higher than in the normal world. And they not only kill each other, but then they kill themselves. Their suicide rate's so high. And they OD. You know why they do that? Because it's wicked.
Amen.
And they're full of the devil.
Right.
And I am not going to show respect to Sodom. If I want to call them a queer, I'm going to call them a queer.
Amen.
If I want to call them a fag, I'll call them a fag.
That's
now
right.
You say, well, how do you expect to reach them? Let me tell you, you need to go read Romans chapter 1, verses 18-32, and just realize you're not going to reach very many of them anyway. Most of them have already been handed over. But even if there is one, I don't walk up to them and say, "How you doing, faggot? You want to be saved queer?" I'm not stupid. And I have preached to homosexuals, and I have led some to the Lord. And I have ministered to them till they died of AIDS. And most of my critics can't say that. I love them enough. Amen. You know what's funny? When they get saved, they'll be the ones to tell you what I just said.
Right. Amen.
When they get saved, they'll tell you.
Yep.
It's wicked. It's
Amen.
Filthy. It's a death style.
Amen.
And I think the Antichrist is going to be a fag.
That's right.
Daniel says he will not have respect or regard for women.
Right.
And I don't care how many of these new evangelicals come around saying, oh, that doesn't mean that. Well, they don't even have a Bible, so I don't even care what they think. Right. So you notice that the Antichrist agenda in verse 16, read that with me. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Now read verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. You see, it is an economic, global economy that you see right before your eyes being set up today. So you know that the stage is being set. This would be the end of the free market. People have asked me, why? Why do you get so upset about nationalized health care? And I'll tell you why. People have got no sense.
Amen.
The government can't do anything. Why do you want the government taking over your health care?
That's right.
Have you been to the BMV lately? Do you deal with the postal service? They work over budget, and it's terrible service. But let me tell you about national. You want to know about the free market versus national healthcare? Yes, in the free market, just like everywhere else in human history and culture, there's sin, there's wickedness. So people do get bad treatment or die. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Do you see on the news here? I wish I would have had a little screenshot to show you. But over in, what is the name of the country where they're bragging about doing away with Down syndrome?
Finland?
You know how they're doing away with Down syndrome? They're killing them. They haven't cured Down syndrome. They're killing them all. They're a bunch of little Adolf Hitlers over there, bragging about the fact that they're making a master race with no Down syndrome in Iceland or Finland, wherever it was. See how wicked? That's what's going to happen right here in the United States of America with the government controlling your health care.
Right.
You know,
Finland.
Okay. Yeah. They go do that ultrasound and everything, and they find out a woman's carrying a Down syndrome baby, and they kill the baby, and they don't ask the woman. It's happening all over Europe. Yeah, and the problem is it's not an infallible test, so they're killing healthy babies too. But that's all a part of the what? One world economy. The one world religion, the one world government, the one world economy. Now, I'm telling you that what you're seeing on the news right now is related to all of this. It's happening right now. And they are doing everything they can to strip the citizens of the United States of America of any love for God or country.
Right.
They take the children in the public schools and totally strip them of the idea of God and tell them that they were just created by natural selection.
Right.
And then they take you, the kid, and tell them, well, you're an animal, so now act like one. Just make sure you use a condom.
Right.
And then the kids are, you know, spreading HPV, and so then they make the parents feel like it's your responsibility to give them the HPV vaccine, which is then turn around and harming and killing young women and young men. My uncle posted a story about a young man. He's paralyzed from the neck down because of the HPV vaccine. And you know their attitude? Well, collateral damage. We need to get rid of this, so that's what we got to do. And verse 18 we read, here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And we talked about what that could be, but I want to repeat, if it's not 666 and not an act of allegiance to the beast, it's not the mark of the beast.
Amen.
I just want to say that because I get messages all the time, see that business over there chipping their employees, is that the mark of the beast? You know, listen, it's going to be the beast. And the false prophet's going to cause people to worship him and take the mark as an act of allegiance to him. And until that happens, it's a violation of privacy. It can be a violation of your rights as a human, but it's not the mark of the beast until that happens. Just keep that in mind. So what we're seeing today is what?
Setting the stage.
With that in mind, as you see our history sanitized, I want you to understand what you're seeing in the news today is all about the Orwellian New World Order. This is what's been going on. Now, they took down this statue because it was related to the Confederacy down south. Now, I'm here to tell you that has very little to do with their agenda. They're starting there because they know that's a good place to start. But they will not end there. And Americans are so ignorant of history, but if you go back and read any of the countries who lost their freedom, that's how it started. Adolf Hitler found his boogeyman. At first, it was the Jews. And then he started taking, he related them, he connected them to communism, Marxism, socialism, and he started to expunge Germany of everything related to the Jews and Marxism, socialism. And he took away their free speech and everything else. You know who he came for next? You. Christians. If you wouldn't turn in Jews, and if you wouldn't swear allegiance to Adolf Hitler, you were next. And there are people celebrating this right now who are fools. They don't realize this is not about the Confederacy. Folks, the war's over. It's George Orwell, 1984. I don't know how many of you ever read that book, but it's the textbook for liberalism. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right, end quote. Folks, they have expunged your schools and curriculum of Jesus Christ and the Bible right under your noses. And on television, even though professing Christians make up anywhere from 40 to 80% of this country, it's according to who you accept in that definition. But they've done studies, and very few shows ever have a Bible-believing Christian on there. Meanwhile, there's only about 3 to 4% of the population is homosexual, as they call it. They got one on almost every show. And they show them in a positive light on almost every show. But you Christians, if you ever do show up, you're a pedophile. Or you're a crook.
Or,
yeah, you're a Catholic if you are a Christian. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We live in a day where political correctness rules. Should be truth. But truth is hated. Folks, I have just told people the truth and they get angry with me. And they don't tell me what I said isn't true. They say, you shouldn't say that. Well, if it's true, why shouldn't I say it?
Amen.
This is what happens. This guy's not even really a conservative. He's kind of apolitical. His name's James Damore. Google has a small number of women working for them. He wrote a memo explaining how Google could improve the number of women.